Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Let's Turncoat Tuesday. And it's also the fifth day of February 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 27 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high 28 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's snowing. Going to get a bit colder. It's like 16 this morning. It's going to stay cold and snow for a little bit. I hate it. Hate it. All right, let's see what we're going to jump into here. After 2 years, Trump set to appoint anti-Semitism czar. There's just all kinds of things wrong with that now, ain't there? We'll get into them as soon as we return. Take your breath.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. After 2 years, Trump set to appoint anti-Semitism czar from this is from the Times of Israel. It was sent by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And what's wrong with that headline, people? What's wrong with that? Anti-Semitism czar, huh? President Donald Trump is set to name a Los Angeles prosecutor to be the State Department's envoy for anti-Semitism after 2 years of leaving the post empty, leading to protests from lawmakers and Jewish groups. This guy is going to be, this czar is going to be a registered agent of the Israeli government, right? What is this? I mean, how can this be? Just excuse me a second. Sorry about that. Elaine Carr, 50, is a U.S. Army veteran who served in Iraq and former president of the Jewish fraternity Alpha Epsilon Pi in Los Angeles. He has worked as an anti-gang prosecutor. Trump will name him Tuesday, JTA, and that is, I guess, JTA must be something. And advanced knowledge of the appointment. JTA had advanced knowledge of the appointment, but held it at the request of sources. Jewish insider broke the story Monday night. We eagerly look forward to working with czar. What the fucking czars in the United States? Czars in that communist Russian czars. We're supposed to have representatives, we're senators, I know we can, you know, have legislators and what, czars? Oh yeah, that's why that came with the Homeland Security, didn't it? That was the first czar in this communist country, huh? This is a corporate aristocracy being run under a communist system. as his office combats rising anti-Semitism generated from the far right, the far left, and the Islamic extremists, and abetted by the ambiguous nature of social media. Well, you got the far left, the far right, and everybody in between has figured out what you sons of bitches are up to, haven't they? That's the truth of it. You're naming a goddamn czar. What's that czar going to do? What's he going to do to me? Is he going to do something to me for calling those kike motherfuckers out for what they are? Those Zionist Jew pieces of dog shit? Go ahead.
Obama pulled that bullshit. Remember, Henry, all those goddamn czars?
Oh, yeah. That's communism, buddy. How you feeling today, by the way, brother?
A lot better.
Excellent.
Feeling pretty good. I don't want to get too far into it. I want you to finish your show. This should be a pretty good show, so go ahead.
All righty then. Okay, let's see. Eager to look forward to Czar as his office combats rising anti-Semitism generated from the far right, far left, and Islamic extremists and abetted by the ambiguous nature of social media. What the fuck does that mean? You guys remember that when they put that program together? It was like a Facebook thing, and it was all computerized. It was, it went in and observed what people were talking about and formed an opinion and everything. And in a couple of weeks, they had to shut it down because it was anti-Semitic. It figured out what the Jews were. It only took that computer a couple of weeks, and it knew exactly what those low-life sons of bitches were. And they shut it down. Oh, man. How funny. Ambiguous nature of social media, Davis Harris, the American Jewish Committee CEO, said in a statement. The American Jewish Committee, some more unregistered foreign agents. I mean, these fuckers are, they're right out in your face. They're telling you who runs this goddamn country, aren't they? And it will come. I mean, they're pushing for it. It'll come all in a big rush, like this so-called gun control. This fucking treason came at us, and it's coming, in waves now. But come on, let's get her over with. The Israeli American Council, also more unregistered foreign agents, which has worked closely with Carr for several years, commended the appointment. Elaine Carr, see, he's got the same name, Elaine Carr, a depth of experience and insight, brings a depth of experience and insight as a prosecutor, military officer, and devoted leader in the Israeli-American Jewish communities. We believe there is nobody more qualified to combat anti-Semitism head-on across the globe. What? Now, this is where when I was reading this, going, what? We're going to battle anti-Semitism for a foreign fucking nation across the globe. We're taxpayers are going to pay for this. He's an ambassador from our country for Israel. What country is this, guys? IAC Chairman Adam Milstein said in a statement, Carr's mother immigrated as a child from Iraq to Israel and subsequently to the United States. Carr himself grew up in New York speaking Hebrew and Arabic with his family, and he put the latter skill to use when he served in an anti-terrorism unit in Iraq. So I'm sure that everybody in the Middle East can expect fair treatment from the United States through our new Israeli ambassador. What the fuck? This is funny, but it really ain't. In 2014, he ran for Congress as a Republican in California's 33rd District, which covers much of Los Angeles, but was defeated by Ted Lieu, the Chinaman. They've been here one generation. What's wrong with this country? A 2016 bid for a seat on the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors also fell short. This kike has a right to a part of his elitist status as a part of the corporate elite in this goddamn country that the Israelis hold controlling interest in, doesn't he? Carr has described casino mogul Sheldon Adelson who backed his unsuccessful political runs as a close personal friend. What in the fuck does that have to do with anything? Carr is immediately plunging into his work, heading this week to a conference on anti-Semitism in Bratislava, organized by Slovakia. So we're sending some fucking envoy out under the authority of the Americans to defend the fucking foreign nation. I mean, this is like, you know, like Israel levying taxes on our people. Whose country is this, people? Now we're going to pay for a position for an ambassador for Israel from the United States. How in the hell does that work in a sovereign country? You know, Trump's down there, you know, playing his fucking game on the border as a son of a bitch. Two more thousand of them showed up and they're pouring across right now as we're talking right now. That treasonous son of a bitch. But a foreign ambassador. It'd be a foreign ambassador from the United States for Israel. How in the hell does that work? What happened to that sovereignty thing you were talking about there, Trumpy? I guess we're not sovereign at all, are we? What are we, a colony of Israel? And we must be. Which concurrently holds the chair of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. And then European Union conference on anti-Semitism in Brussels, representing the United States for Israel. I mean, the Israel for the United States. What the fuck is this shit? What do they got to do to convince you that these motherfuckers, that little pisshole over there in the Middle East, it's taking complete control of this goddamn country? They are the ones who have you subjugated. Them and the goddamn traitors behind the walls. He has planned meetings with predecessors from both Republican and Democratic administrations. The announcement comes after Trump left the position open for 2 years, leading to multiple letters of protest from Jewish groups and bipartisan array of members of Congress. To support Israel. You know what, you sons of bitches? Get on a goddamn plane. Get your fucking ass over there to Israel, where your country is. This ain't it. And there sure as hell ain't enough of you to fucking run us off, you sneaking. I mean, you're snaky enough. You're slimy enough to try and get us to kill each other. Just like you did Germany. Maybe you've already declared war on America. You're going to see it burn to the fucking ground like you did Germany, huh? I'll tell you what, we ain't going to be as easy, you fucking bastards.
The Sylvan Adelson, Henry.
Yeah?
He's got, this piece of shit is just that, a piece of shit. He's got casinos all over the world. He uses gambling money to pay for all this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
He's one man with billions of dollars, too much goddamn power. As far as I'm concerned, you know, lay him down. Lay the son of a bitch down.
The bottom line here is, man, lay out the get out the original Constitution. I know it was a devious fucking document from the get go. But show me the authority to fucking appoint ambassadors for Israel with the authority of the American nationals of our fucking country. Show me that, because it don't exist. That's called fucking blatant in your face treason. Subversion.
Yeah. He's got this Sheldon Adelson is like the president of the fucking United States. He's an envoy, and he's a billionaire envoy, man. No one elected him. He's one of these fucking Jews, just goes around with billions of dollars doing this shit.
Well, he's one of them that needs to be hung with an old tired rope that might hang him the first time. You might have to tie it up there two or three times and drop him. I don't know. Fucking, he sure as hell ain't got no goddamn authority over this goddamn country.
He thinks he does.
Yeah, I know he does. My concern, and Trump's failure until now to name an envoy has exasperated by concerns in the Jewish community that, you know, that 1.4 of the population that enjoys the highest standard of living in our country, those dual citizen sons of bitches, Israeli first, America service, that the president has, evacuated his condemning white supremacists who have endorsed and praised him, and has cultivated relationship with authoritarians who have flirted with the far right, particularly in Hungary. I thought it was the far left and the far right. I think it's the far fucking Americans, the far Americans that figured this shit out, that hate you motherfuckers with all of our fucking might. And there's just, this ain't going to be like Germany. Because we still have the resources. You might have removed our manufacturing, but we're some goddamn ingenuity. We know we are innovative people. We're going to figure out a way to get rid of your fucking asses once and all for all. The U.S. House of Representatives last month overwhelmingly approved a bill elevating the position to ambassador level. Now, how can we have an Israeli ambassador for Israel from the United States if we're a sovereign fucking country? That's what needs to be. I mean, was that question asked by anybody? Oh, it'll be praised. You'll hear it praised in the propaganda machine. But is that question? I mean, where is this allowed? Oh, that's right. This hasn't been run under the goddamn Constitution for the United States of America. This is a corporation. This is a corporate ambassador from the corporate aristocracy. That evidently Israel holds controlling interest in because they're fucking running the show and they've claimed us as their goddamn property. The position was established by law, my ass. No, by you, fucking, you don't even know what a law is, but you're going to find out by law in 2004. I just spit on that one. Data. Foreign workers see four times job growth of Americans in January. What? You know, they've been bragging about this huge jobs report. God damn, I got to get that back up there. Happy days are here again. You know, the little song, happy days are here again. Oh, man, everything. God, and man, America's job growth like we never seen. What? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now, Paul Harvey would say, now for the rest of the story. Data, foreign workers see four times the job growth of Americans in January. This is from Breitbart. So, yeah, there was a lot of jobs created by that international communist Donald Trump for fucking foreigners and to take our goddamn jobs. I guess you fire one fella and hire another fella. You can call it a hire or a fire, can't you? Huh. Foreign-born workers are continuing to make significant employment gains over native-born American workers, the latest federal job data reveals. For the month of January, foreign-born workers increased their labor participation rate year to year nearly nine times as much as native-born Americans. And they told us in the story the other day that the anchor babies are more than the goddamn production the American nationals are producing in children. Hey, if this isn't a fucking takeover in every sense of the term, I guess I'm living in some kind of fucking dream. As American workers, while the foreign workers population increased about 3.4% year to year, the American worker population increased less than 0.9% over the same time. Whose fucking country is this? Whose great 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 grandfathers won this country, took it from the fucking king for their progeny? You know, the Hondurans and the El Salvadorans and the Guatemalans and the Chinese and the Indians and the goddamn South Koreans. You fucking name it. You can't, well, you know, like I said, there was a, you know, there's an incident. I have no article on it, but I was reading it this morning. Well, they were showing it on this. I don't have the stupid box, but I got a stupid phone I can look at and listen to. But they're, you know, showing this killing in the subway. They're in New York, and I mean, they filmed it. You know, the guy giving a fucking thing, fighting on the floor, and the guy gets up and pulls a pistol out of his jacket. MS-13 gang member, don't you know? Remember I tell you people that how you're going to see a couple of them? Now, so you're starting to see it in the cities, but it's coming to you. And then there'll be a couple more, because they are absolutely spending the resources of this country to precipitate an invasion into the interior of the United States. No two ways about it. But just like that shit you saw down on that video there in New York, that's what it's going to be like. You're going to be afraid to walk your own fucking streets pretty soon, because that's the plan. And that's when you're going to find out what that old word vigilante means. And you're going to, you're either going to put up with your children being raped, your wife being raped, your house being broken into and robbed and fucking your people being chopped up into machetes, or you're going to grow some nuts and you're going to find out what the word vigilante means. You're going to start exercising it, because there is no law in this country and you goddamn well know it. Where were we here? Even in unemployment data, foreign-born workers are vastly outpacing American. Well, American workers, well, of course they should. That's what this country, that's what our founders, that's what our people, that's what that kid that crossed the Potomac and went over there and at Trenton and stuck that pike in that goddamn German mercenary. That's why he did it. For some motherfuckers to come along generations later and just step in a couple of generations of fucking treason. Well, you know, more than that, because it's been since 1868. But a couple, just so some few international robber barons could be lords over the country and have all the goddamn peasants pleading at their feet. Because once they get these fucking peasants, these coolies, these peons here, that's what you're competing with. When they were the reason they, you know, they had that civil war. Wasn't that why the South didn't want the goddamn North didn't want the slavery moved into the new territories? Because it would be slaves competing against Americans? Huh? For January, foreign-born workers saw their unemployment rate drop 4.46% compared to this time last year. For native-born American workers, the unemployment dropped, but at a much slower pace, with a year-to-year decrease of about 2.22%. But he's making America great. Everybody's got a job. Americans are doing wonderful. They love him. I mean, these son of a bitches have the gall to come out right in the middle of fucking at noon and tell you it's dark. It's dark! Oh, okay. Because if you say it, Mr. Propagandist, I fucking guess it's dark. And then tell people you fucking have been swindled. you've been fucking overtaken by a bunch of pencil neck fucking spineless communists. Unbelievable. And you sit there and you take it. That's kind of like them dogs I talk about when I talk about the homosexuality. Some dogs, another male dog would jump on it and start humping it in the ass and it'll with his tongue hanging out. And then you try another dog, and that dog turn around and bite the fucking throat out. We better get to the throat biters, I think. Though President Trump campaigned to decrease over... Oh, my God. He campaigned to decrease overall illegal and legal immigration into the United States. Into the United States, regulatory curbs to immigration laws have not actually reduced the number of illegal immigrants. You mean it didn't? We didn't do nothing? In fact, aren't we breaking records, bringing more of the motherfuckers in? As he sits there and decries, we have to save the sovereignty of the nation as he's appointing fucking ambassadors for Israel that come out of the United States? Really? How far does this have to go? Arriving in the U.S. annually, as well as the 1.5 million foreign workers occupying high-paying white-collar... Remember when it all started? Remember the thin edge of that thick wedge when this whole fucking shit just started after Reagan? They started just keep bringing them in because they got away with the fucking trees and them because old Reagan, that piece of dog shit, had no authority to give any portion of our country away to fucking foreigners. No more than these sons of bitches do. This is a corporation that has fucking committed a paper coup without firing a fucking shot. And now they think they've hired their corporate armies. They're called unionized police. They are private. They are private for this private fucking corporation that now considers you their private fucking property. And you're too spendy for the... I mean, they could if they can get the... your resources extracted, manufactured cheaper by bringing in people from other countries to do it. Well, by God, that's their right. Because it sure as fuck don't belong to you now, does it? Not actually reduce the number of illegal immigrants arriving in the country every year. About 1.5 million foreign nationals arrive in the United States annually, as well as the 1.5 million foreign workers occupying high-paying white Holler American Jobs at any given time. And boy, I told you guys back there when you, I'm going for Trump, man. I'm going for Trump. That's all I got to think about. I look at Fox and that's all I need. I can get out there and I can go elk hunting. I can go on my trip to Hawaii and everything. Everything's okay. Trump's got this under control. They never come after my job. It's just them fucking poor people. You know, them poor people, they just don't want to work. They're lazy, sitting on their couches. No, they were purposely removed to be replaced by fucking substandard, fucking foreign, fucking labor to drive down fucking wages. They want slavery here, people. And they already got you marked as a slave under the 14th Amendment. You are a subject fucking slave. They just got to bring it all into reality for you. They got to get enough of the son of a bitches here till you can't beat them off. And then you're going to find out what this is really all about. And you're going to, oh, Jesus, God, I wish I wouldn't have buried my gun. Now I'm watching my little children. Fuck, I can just imagine watching my fucking little grandchildren fucking swelled up and starving like that's how they did the people in Germany. Same fucking system, same fucking way they did it too. And then we can go for a dictator of some sort, and then the world can take us over. I mean, the same thing like Guy Carr said in Pawns of the Game. The same fucking systems, the same fucking actions over and over again, and the people. They just keep, you know, they taught us when we were young. Those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. And then they did everything in their fucking power to make sure that the next generation didn't have a fucking clue of what this country was or what it was supposed to be. And boy, are we starting to see the dividends, huh? In December, November, October, into September of last year, foreign-born workers continuously made larger gains over American citizens in monthly employment and unemployment totals. What do you want me to tell you? You are being taken over by fucking third worlders. And the people that you hired, at the people whose pensions you've paid, their health care you've paid, the people that you ordered, your servants over there that were put in place to protect you from this very fucking thing, have fucking betrayed you. Beyond betrayal. And demand, I mean, hey, you know what? You let this shit go on long enough, you won't have enough. They're working 24/7 to suck the resources out of this country. That's what made us mighty. That's what keeps us mighty, is our ability to put together a war machine and wipe out anybody on the fucking planet. But they are, I mean, like the oil, the gas lines, everything, they're getting every bit of fucking resources. They want to leave us a fucking starving ass nation with a big pile of fucking paper that ain't fit to wipe your ass on, called fiat currency. In December, November, October, September of last year, foreign-born workers continuously made larger gains over America. Well, of course they should, because they're here illegally. They came in here to take what is mine and yours, and we stood there and watched it fucking happen. And listen to fucking that lying freak with the weird hairdo tell us, oh, no, we're taking, well, I'm really mad about this. I'm going to get madder about, wait a minute. Didn't you say you were going to sign DACA? Yeah, I get rid of it on the first day. Didn't you tell the American people that you were going to remove every fucking one of them? And haven't you since told those lies, been pumping them in here at a faster rate than your predecessor? Now, that's just goddamn fact. But he didn't run on that, really. That's just one of the issues. That was just one of the side issues. Bullshit. That's why they're, you know, playing around with these ideas of war. They're trying to figure a fucking way out of this because the people ain't going to come out. I mean, there's a lot of people fucking walking around with paper bags over their head because they're so fucking ashamed. They were so fucking stupid as to fall for such a fucking simple, plain-in-your-face con. While legal migrants continued being admitted to the United States to take blue-collar working jobs and many white-collar high-paying jobs, there remain 6.5 million Americans who are unemployed. My fucking ass. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Traveling down.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that vote donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time, and that was Social Distortion. Down here with the rest of us, by God, are we going down, 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 down? You know, I was addressing Misty about a song she'd put up, and it was a nice little ballad and stuff, but, you know, it was about, you know, international communist worker. Now, these caravans that you have coming up here, they're going right. I watched on the little phone thing there, you know, and I got a speaker hooked to it. And I see them there, and they're up there interviewing. They're not coming here as fucking refugees. They're saying it straight up. I'm an international worker. I'm coming to the United States because I want to make more money. And that supply and demand thing does come into fucking play. I mean, we're not supposed to be workers. We're supposed to own this country. We're ones that are supposed to be the owners of the businesses that exploit the resources that fucking belong to us, that have been hijacked from us through fraud and deception by the corporate elite, by the ruling class, the same son of a bitches that were there in 1789 to Greg. Oh, it's we're going to be the ones. We're going to take care of all this for you, and we're going to guard your rights and everything for you. I mean, listen to what we're talking about here. It's not come to the point to where I ask anybody, you don't really believe any of this stuff, do you? To just plain, you're a fucking retard. That's all I got to say to you. You're a fucking retard. If you're a Trumper, You going along with this shit, you're a fucking retard. You're a self-destructive, sadomastic fucking retard. Overall, remain about 1.3 million U.S. workers have been jobless. Bullshit. I mean, all they're playing with is what is left in the fucking game of American workers that are on unemployment or employed. That's all the fuck they're talking about here. The ones that, 1.3 million, is just the ones that can still draw unemployment left out of the 100 million of our people that have been displaced by this recolonization force brought here by those fucking Zionists over in Israel. You know, the one we're getting taxed directly by now, and now we're sending an American ambassador for Israel around the goddamn world to enforce Israel's, you can't talk about your goddamn king like that. Want to bet? Been jobless for at least 27 weeks, according to, for about 19% of the unemployed population. Roughly 5.1 million workers are working part-time but want full-time jobs, and 1.6 million workers want a job, including 426,000 workers who are discouraged by their job prospects. Because you don't, see, the thing is, they don't want to give, they bring them in here and you train them to take your goddamn job. What does it take? At least, you know, I started talking about Misty and like my grandfather's fighting in the fucking mining wars. At least those people had the goddamn gumption to fight for their job. Even though they should have been by rights to the owners of the goddamn place, and they shouldn't be working for nobody but themselves. It's the richest planet on planet, the richest country on planet Earth. And we were supposed to have debt-free currency so that we could exploit it for ourselves. Because it was ours. We won it. Nobody has defeated us in war, but hell, they don't need to, I guess. Just come in and fucking loot the joint. And you have some fucking pencil neck in Washington, D.C. or in your state capital telling you, well, we've made this law saying it's all right for them to come and take everything you got. We wrote it down on a piece of paper, and you're a 14th Amendment subject. You're going to learn about what subjugation is all about when you get down to where you know how to humble yourself like these poor people just looking for a better job. And then we'll let you have work for your bowl of beans and rice, too. Whatever is left. The ones, and any of you that are fucking bitching and complaining and actually know what's going on in this country, oh, we got a 40 caliber bullet for you in a fucking ditch. Bury your guns, people. They're gonna, if they come after them guns, that's what you do. That's what a real American does. They come after your firearms, you bury them. You hide them. And they just lay there until the plastic or whatever you got them wrapped in, it goes away. Finally, they just rust into the fucking ground like this goddamn country. How pathetic. Anyways, what's next? Florida bill to ban lending or sharing of firearms, HB 135, by Representative Margaret Good. This is from Ammo Land. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. This is what I'm talking about. This is this. they cannot do. This is a corporation that is a rogue fucking foreign entity. They are not fucking Americans. They are fucking I mean, that's why you look at it and, oh, I'm second generation. My grandpa came here. My mother came here. My father. And well, in Trump's case, his mother came from Scotland. I don't know how long his daddy had been here. But everybody that's ruling your fucking country ain't even been here three fucking generations. And the people who can trace their lineage back to the beginning of this country, well, goddamn, it seems like they're all poor and been swept under the carpet. 100 million of them. They're living in fucking tent cities in sub-zero weather with their fucking children. That's what. Boy, they sure did what they promised us, didn't they? And we sure fucking failed to do what we promised ourselves. We are obligated. The anti-federalists, as they're rolling around in their graves right now, are just got to be puking at the disgust that they feel for their progeny who just threw it all away. You just let them do it. You let a bunch of punks take your shit. Plain and simple. And you didn't lift a finger because, well, he's got that black colored uniform thing on and he's got that badgy thing on. What, you mean that union badge for that illegal fucking, corporate enforcer for that fraudulent corporate fucking United States we're talking about here? HB 135 transfers of firearms by Representative Margaret Good, a Democrat, prohibits transfer of a firearm from one. I just want to rip it from the fucking page. Law-abiding citizen, infringement-enduring cowards is what you are. You're not law-abiding citizens. You are infringement-abiding cowards. To another, without first having a background check performed by a licensed firearms dealer. Transfer means sale, giving, lending, renting, or simply handing a firearm to another person or any action that causes a firearm to be transferred from one infringement-abiding coward to another infringement-abiding coward. Sorry to be so frank. In other words, you must go to a licensed firearm dealer to have a background check done on your best friend just to lend him a hunting rifle to go on a hunting trip. You must also pay the dealer, and this is why the industry in this country, the gun industry, you know, the NRA and all of them in bed together. That's why they're going to go along with this. They're going to fuck us. They're going to fuck our rights and ain't going to give a shit about it because they're going to make a load of money doing it. And that's what's killed this goddamn country. And they are a fucking handful. We outnumber them 10,000 to one and we're letting these motherfuckers do this to us. You must also pay the dealer an administrative fee plus the background check fee charged by the FDLE. Oh. All this money I'm paying out to exercise my absolute motherfucking unalienable right? Really? Then before your best friend can return the firearm to you, you must go back to the dealer and the dealer must do a background check on you to simply give you back your own gun and pay another set of fees. That's why they're going to go along with it. And I'll tell you what, you fuckers, you go along with it. You just go ahead and go along with it. Your fucking name's on the list too, you treasonous sons of bitches. You were traitors when you started doing the background check. You were traitors when you started filling out the goddamn, think of the number of the form, when you started registering our guns for the fucking government. Because you, I get goodies from the government if I betray my people. And that's what it has been, by industry. Industries has betrayed us. Has betrayed the American Nationals, and again, we outnumber them 10,000 to fucking one. This shit has to come to an end. The bill also contains a head fake, in quotation marks. Right up front is a definition. Adult family members means an individual spouse, parent, child, sibling, grandparent, grandchild, niece, nephew, first cousin, aunt, or uncle, or uncle who is over 21 years of age. As must have been anticipated, many folks wrongfully think there is an exemption that allows you to lend or otherwise transfer a firearm to an adult family member. You can't even hand a fucking gun to your own child. I can't go downstairs and hand one of my guns to my fucking wife. You get that, guys? I'd have to go down and I'd have to go pay for background checks and all this fucking shit to hand a gun to my wife. Just to hand it to her. Are you ready yet? Are you going to bury him? Maybe if you went and buried him, you wouldn't have to worry about this shit. A careful reading of the bill shows that the exemption only applies if a person lives with you and the transfer is for no more than 14 days. Well, I guess I could give Laura a gun for 14 days because she's the only one living here with me. But one of my sons shows up, wants to go shooting. I can't hand him one of my guns to go shoot. I mean, but this is happening. Where's this shit happening at? Margaret Good, ammo land, each transfers. This is fucking federal, huh? Florida. Oh, yeah, Florida. You know, remember the good Republican down there, your boy Trump, your international communist boy Trump, endorsed for senator? You remember the one that went down there and fucking caved to the goddamn communist? What it is the communists are applying total pressure. And they're saying all communists are going to come into line. Yeah, I know we've been playing this game of this left-right paradigm shit, but they ain't falling for it no more. We're all going to come together on this or we're going to get wiped out. And you're going to get wiped out anyway because we outnumber you thousands to fucking one. But don't you, expect anything from these sons of bitches, man. And never, ever, ever think that they have an ounce of conscience or that they will hesitate to do the most diabolical, unbelievable, cruel, unnatural, sadistic thing you can imagine. The bill also contains a head fake. We did that. Okay. Niece, nephew. 14 days. Okay. Even though HB 135 requires the person transferring the firearm to pay a licensed firearm dealer. Man, I tell you, we start this, man. You're going to end up, but you're on the wrong side of the fucking fence, Mr. Dealer. You go along with this shit, Mr. Dealer. And you're going to be on the wrong side of the fucking fence when this shit goes down, aren't you? Any amount of fees demanded by the dealer. Any amount. Did you hear what I just told you? Any amount of fees. This is how they get somebody to commit treason. They know the firearms dealer at your gun store, wherever you buy your guns. He fucking knows this is a violation of the fucking people's rights. But hey, man, this is how they do it. This is how the Jews run things. This is the power of mammon at work here. Firearms dealer, any amount of fees demanded by the dealer. Nothing. This would be a good way to shut it all down, wouldn't it? What's the fee? $10,000? I guess that puts 90% of the population out. You can't even hand a gun to somebody, right? You see what they're doing here? And I want to hear, at least I heard those 3%ers, those oath keepers, those treasonous motherfuckers that came up to the capital of Salem the other day. At least I heard them say the word resist. You think these firearms dealers, these guys that you have patronized, that you have made fortunes for over the years, you think that they're going to say, we're not going to do that. We're going to stand for the rights, our rights and the rights of our people. You think that they're going to take the goodie package because that's how they fucking did this corporate takeover with a goodie package. Betray your brother and we'll give you some goodies. That's all it takes. Firearms dealer, any amount of fees demanded by the dealer. Nothing in the bill requires any dealer anywhere to do background checks on private transfer, period. So you're going to have to go and you're going to have to bribe him. I mean, if he can charge any amount, I guess you're going to have a brown envelope, right? I mean, if you're going to take a bribe into somebody, I mean, do you people see what this is fucking saying? The bill sponsor must assume that dealers will be eager to accommodate the gun control measure because they have an opportunity to make as much money as they choose while implementing this liberal left gun control scheme while implementing the infringement that they, by God, know is infringement. You have to be stupid not to know that even if the background check is fucking, the Bill of Rights is written quite clearly. It says, shall not be infringed, period. You think that all these gun dealers didn't know that they were going to acting as a government agent to charge the American nationals to exercise a right. You think they didn't fucking know that? But see, they got exclusives on the fucking, on the industry. Because that's what it is. It's an industry. The gun industry is just another fucking industry. Just like the farming industry. Just like the mining industry. Just like the goddamn, ranching industry. All the forest industry. It's all industry. And if you go along with the industry thing, which is a direct violation because you join with the fraudulent corporation that was created in violation of your ninth article right, and fucking has completely come up and stated that they do not recognize your Bill of Rights, that they control you. The people do not control the government. We're the authority over you, boy. And then you think about that fucking 14-year-old kid with that pike crossing the Potomac. Man, he had more balls than all of you put together, didn't he? And these fucking dealers, they will go along with it because most of them are fucking Jews anyway. While implementing the liberal left-wing gun control schemes, then there's this. Confiscation of firearms under HB 135. Here we go. Pretend your name is John Smith and you want to give a family shotgun to your son, John Smith, Jr., it doesn't matter what your name is. This could happen to you. And this is going to be their argument against it. Instead of just, man, people, you should be at war. You should be shooting these son of a bitches a long fucking time ago. Instead, this is the argument they're going to give. And when they take this case to the Supreme Court through the corporate admiralty and the law firms make hundreds of millions of dollars from stupid ass people who will send the money to the NRA because they're defending my rights because I'm too big of a fucking coward to actually use the gun that was meant to defend my rights, I just want to have it there. I'll bury it. Pretend your name is John Smith and you want to give a family shotgun to your son, John Smith Jr. It doesn't matter what your name is. This could happen to you. An FDLES or NCIC's mistake could result in your gun being confiscated. Oh, they wouldn't do that. It's like that Weaver thing I was talking about yesterday. Oh, they wouldn't do that. You, here in the freest country on the planet, they no. Step one, you go to your local licensed gun dealer for a background check on your son, as required by the bill, as required by the legislation, which you are subjugated to by the fraudulent 14th Amendment that can't make you a subject because it would cancel your Bill of Rights, which is ratified law. But we're just going to play along. You go to your local licensed gun dealer for a background check on your son, as required by the bill. Step two, you must then sign over ownership of your shotgun to the dealer before he can legally run a background check. Really? I have to sign my property? I'm trying to exercise my goddamn rights here. I have to sign my property over to someone without any due process of the fucking law mentioned in the Bill of Rights? Not even one word of it? Just hand it over? Three, the dealer charges you $50 or more, as much as he chooses. And by the way, hey man, in California, I bet it'll be $5,000 because they don't want to, I mean, shit, to do the background check on your son. Step four, FDLES background check on your son confuses him with John Smith with a criminal record. FDLE denies a transfer. Now, in the first place, goddamn, they could never make a goddamn law. The 1933 Gun Control Act, the 1968 Gun Control Act, and every fucking other piece of legislation written by these treasonous foreign bastards has no fucking bind on you. That's if you stand on your Bill of Rights and you enforce that son of a bitch. Because the Bill of Rights says no, these cocksuckers say yes. What's it gonna be? I know, let's bury them. Let's bury our guns. Step eight, your shotgun must be confiscated by the dealer. Within 24 hours, the dealer must deliver your shotgun to the sheriff after doing a background check on the sheriff. Step 10, FDLE does nothing to correct the mistake. Step 11, unless you can prove that FDLE made a mistake in 6 months, your shotgun is forever forfeited to the state. With no compensation, there's your due process of the law. Go get the Bill of Rights, and you can read that right in there. I mean, it's like the Fourth, Fifth, Sixth, Seventh, and Eighth Amendment or article to your Bill of Rights. That's where all this stuff is that they can do this. That's the process of law they're using. You see, that cannot be violated according to the Ninth Article. No authority could ever exist to violate that procedure. Oh, but one does. Because you're not a fucking a free national with a Bill of Rights and absolute freedom and liberty as guaranteed by that Bill of Rights ratified fucking law. You're a 14th Amendment subject. And they can do it. They can dispose of their property as they please. There's no mandate that your shotgun be properly maintained while in custody. Bottom line, you have paid a dealer $100. You and your son have been labeled criminals by the FDLE. Your shotgun has been confiscated. That's only some of what Representative Good's bill would do if passed. No, just straight up, it's a violation of the first article to suggest it is an act of treason. The fucking bitch should be taken out, charged with treason. Oh, but we'd have to have our courts back, wouldn't we? Which they've removed in violation of that Bill of Rights. Remember that? I mean, I've told you people, I mean, they talk about the ignorant savages on the frontier, the ignorant savage. Remember that term? The ignorant savages. I'll tell you what, it only took those ignorant savages about 3 fucking treaties to figure out that when the fucking white man wrote something down on a piece of paper that he declaring it belonged to you, what he was really doing was telling you what he was fixing to take from you. Ignorant savages, subjects. Well, people, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I don't know. I don't know what kind of people you're running into. But I mean, I've told somebody about the, you know, the thing in Oregon about the, you know, the, 5 shotgun and, you know, you have to have a license to own a gun and all this stuff. And I didn't know about that. Really? Living under a fucking rock? You must be. Or else you're a part of it and you just don't really give a shit or you figure it ain't going to apply to you. I'll tell you people what, man. You better go bury your guns. And that is the word from the trenches. Oh.